looking, you know, slip it to me, buddy. To pervert the ways of justice, to twist or distort or undermine the ways of justice. And so it is that even today there are those who are prepared to get things that they want and throw justice to the winds. I'm going to close with a verse from Proverbs and a verse from Psalms and a comment or two, and then we'll be done with the subject. There's miles more that I could say, I promise you. But I want to get to the nubbin, as they say. Turn to chapter 21 of Proverbs. The nubbin for us daily in terms of how we live our lives. You know, this whole subject of justice and righteousness and holiness becomes heavy to a lot of people. You know, oh, man. Oh, I'm being made to feel so inadequate and made to feel so guilty. Listen to this. If that's your attitude, Proverbs chapter 21. We have visited there earlier when we looked at verse 3, when we found out that this is the most important to God. What about from chapter 1 and verse 15? Oh, I love this verse. 20. It is a joy for the just to do justice. It is a joy for the just to do justice. I groove on obeying God. That's a phrase. I get my kicks doing what he asks me to do, is another paraphrase. Read the whole of Psalm 19. I'm paraphrasing Psalm 19 when he says, I delight to your law, O God. This is good stuff. Because it only shows me who I am and what I am. And yes, that's the mirror aspect. It shows me my shortcomings. But then it shows me what I'm to be. It gives me a blueprint and a guide for my life. And so God in his word is showing us how to live righteously and how to live justly. And so for a child of God, and this is not always true for a child of God, this statement is not always true for a child of God, the time when you're outside of the will of God is when it is not a joy to do justice. Because you have chosen at that moment, when you're outside the will of God, to do your own will. And at that point, you've preferred that to doing the will of God. And in fact, your kicks are coming from doing your own will at that point in time, as opposed to doing the will of God. Now, however, when you do come back into center and you are obedient to God, then you're in fellowship with God and you've made sure that things are right with God in your relationship with Him. The decks are cleared. You're in speaking terms with God. His word's having penetration into your heart and into your life. And He asks you to follow Him and to live for Him. And it becomes such a joy in those circumstances, not when you're being disobedient, but in those circumstances, it becomes such a joy to do what's right. There's this inward satisfaction of knowing I'm doing what's right, that it doesn't matter whether anybody else acknowledges it or not. You know. God knows. And it's a joy. That's where peace comes from. Joy, peace, all of that comes from being in the smack dab in the center of the known, revealed will of God. And that's what he's saying here in this particular verse. Yes, Arsha.
When you get to that point, though, you also are so much more hurtful or unhappy when you do the things that you know are not.
Thereafter.
No matter how little they may be, yeah. Quote, in our eyes.
Right, right. In fact, I think that point is very well taken. When Isaiah in chapter 6 was standing there in the temple and he had the vision of God and his perfectly holy, righteous being, holy, 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 in heaven, and was in his throne, it was seen, and his train extended all the way down to the temple. The first reaction was his own sinfulness. Woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And then what God does is to cleanse him from that. He sends the angel from taking the coal from off the altar and touching his lips so that he says, you're cleansed from this. You're cleansed from this. You're cleansed from this. That's it. We don't have to wallow in the fact of our imperfection. We don't have to get hung up by it. We don't have to get depressed by it. But there's a solution to it that God himself provides. In cleansing and in forgiveness and in renewal. And that's what our life should be all about. It is a joy to do justice. You know, there's something good about righting a wrong. There's something good and satisfying about knowing you have done something unjust and then taking those steps to rectify it, to make it right. Because there's going to be guilt attached. There's going to be a restlessness attached as long as things aren't right. But when you make them right, then the joy comes back. and the peace comes back. It is a good thing to right a wrong. And there is a man in the New Testament by the name of Zacchaeus, whom we all, he's the man, the little guy, like, sort of like that, my Jewish chairman. He's this little guy. He was trying to see Jesus over the crowd, and he was just too little. So he climbs up the sycamore tree. I saw the sycamore tree when we were in Jericho. At least it was represented to be the sycamore tree into which Zacchaeus had climbed. In any case, there he was, hanging on to this branch and looking down at Jesus. And Jesus said, looking up at him, I'm sure with a smile on his face, I can't believe he would have had a smile. So Jesus said, okay, Zacchaeus, you come on down. I'm going to be staying at your house today. What? And down he comes, shocked at that kind of invitation. And then Jesus ministers to him over dinner at his house. And at the end of dinner, Zacchaeus, who's been ministered to, who's been touched to the depths of his being, knows that he's done wrong to people. And Zacchaeus says to Jesus, it's found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 19 and verse 8. Well, I suppose we should turn there, shouldn't we? Luke 19, 8. What does he say after that experience? Luke 19, 8. Then Zacchaeus stood after dinner and said to the Lord, look, Lord. I can see his hands wide open, his arms wide open. Let's just like this. Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. That means all of his net worth, folks, half. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, and by the way, tax collectors were known to make up stuff in order to get more stuff, more taxes, I restore fourfold. I will be just. I will right the wrongs that I have committed. And if I've cheated people, I'm going to make it right. And if I've been selfish and acquisitive and maintained this lifestyle in order to gain all this wealth, I'm going to give away half of my wealth right now to the poor. So there was a work of grace, a work of grace done in the heart of Zacchaeus that day, as his heart was touched and moved by the love of Jesus and by his forgiveness and the knowledge that now he, as rotten a sinner as he had been up to that point, that he could have this new heart. He says, Lord, I give half of my goods to feed the poor, to the poor, and if I've wronged anyone, I restore them fourfold. This is righting a wrong. I close with this question. There are people in your life. Are you treating them justly, fairly, equitably, righteously? The Holy Spirit alone can answer that question. But that is the question that we have to be left with. It is a joy for the just to do justice. It is a joy, if one has done wrong, to right it. There's great peace and joy that comes from that. Now let's go to the Lord in a time of prayer. Father, our hearts are moved today as we consider the glory of your word, as we consider the majesty of your commandments, even the psalmist in Psalm 119 did over and over again. Oh, we're enthralled to see you high and lifted up, knowing that you are good, that you do good, and that you cause all things to work together for good in our lives. And then you call upon us to be good and to do good by obedience. How we thank you, Father, that we are called to a life of justice, of righteousness, of holiness, of fairness, of equity, of obedience. Thank you, Father, for this calling in our lives. It is not easy, it is not natural, but it is your work, and it is what you saved us for. And that's why we're called disciples. For this we pray with thanksgiving. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you.